Did you know that Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, sells CDs and audio downloads of teachings by some of the top Lutheran theologians in the country? Check out Logia's 99-cent download of the month at shoplogia.org, shoplogia.org. You'll also find books published by Luther Academy and, of course, the quarterly Logia Journal at shoplogia.org. Continuing education for the confessional Lutheran, shoplogia.org.
Yes or no? In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
You're suing people and you know that they're telling the truth. What is that?
It's a major flaw. And it's a guy who expected to get whatever he wanted and to control every outcome. It's inexcusable. And that's when I say that there are people that will hear this and will never forgive me, I understand that.
The question is, and that's, of course, Lance Armstrong speaking earlier this week with Oprah Winfrey. The question that I keep wondering about is, did he expect forgiveness from Oprah or through his conversation with Oprah? He spoke as a man who seemed pretty resigned to the fact that he wasn't going to be forgiven by the people that mattered for his decade-long lie and his rather aggressive lies toward those who would gainsay Lance Armstrong's cleanness when it came to his sport. Well, now it's all out, and it's out in the forum that somehow has become the forum for making your confession, Oprah Winfrey's couch. That's where it all eventually comes out. Joining us to talk about cyclist Lance Armstrong's cheating confession on Oprah's Next Chapter, Pastor Gavin Mize. He's pastor of Divine Savior Lutheran Church in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, and he's author of a recent blog post for Steadfast Lutherans titled Steadfast in Society, Popra. Gavin, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be here.
How is it that Oprah has become the mother confessor, at least to celebrities, but kind of the America's mother confessor?
I believe that nowadays you can see Oprah beginning to coming into her own as almost like an American Christological figure, so to speak, that she began with nothing and continuously moved into this progression to where, in my opinion, in the days gone by, Barbara Walters would have been the one who Lance came in and confessed to. But as it is, he goes to Oprah, and it's particularly with her backing and gathering of the God inside of us and the New Ageism that she so clearly confesses. I believe that's how it rose to her being Oprah.
What did you make of Armstrong's confession, so to speak, there with Oprah?
Well, to be honest with you, I watched only part of it because I did not want to be a part of the absolution in which he was hoping for, which is that of the American society. Basically, the way that these type of secular confessions work is you go to the figurehead, the Pope, if you will, and you hear the confession, but Popra could never absolve you because we are found guilty or innocent in the trial of societal opinion. So ultimately, we'll never know what grace Oprah bestowed upon Lance Armstrong until the American people tell her what she's allowed, which is very different from the church's culture and understanding of confession and absolution.
What do you mean by that? It contrasts those two.
Well, when we go to the world for forgiveness, for example, Lance Armstrong going to Oprah asking for forgiveness, well, then he must wait and see. If you notice, Oprah did not bestow upon him any kind of absolution. But so Lance has to wait and see how the American people will judge him, and either he will be condemned to hell or go into athletic heaven, so to speak. Whereas the church, when we enter into confession, when I go to my father confessor and I confess all of my sins, it's instant. If you ever want to hear the voice of God, it's your pastor's voice saying, "I have forgiven you of all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." There are no sweeter words out there that match it, such as, other than, this is my body given for you, this is my blood shed for you. It's a matter of the spoken words of the forgiveness of sins. Now, that's the church's understanding of and issuing out of confession and absolution. Whereas Oprah, it doesn't work that way. It's all fickle. The world is fickle, particularly in Oprah's case, and in the trial by society. Ultimately, it will all fall. And yet, we as sinners tend to want to go that route rather than into confession, to actually receive the true words of God spoken into our ears, increasing faith and bestowing absolution.
Pastor Gavin Mize is our guest. When we come back a few more minutes with him, we're talking about cyclist Lance Armstrong's cheating confession on Oprah's Next Chapter. Now, Oprah, he's right, it did not absolve Mr. Armstrong, but she kind of did the next best thing, at least in the minds of many. She scolded him really good before she let him go. We'll talk about that after this. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub, your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm, so check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
For sinners only. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Messiah Lutheran, Seattle, Washington. Grace Lutheran, McPherson, Kansas. St. Paul's Lutheran, Bridgeport, Nebraska. Our Savior Lutheran, Raleigh, North Carolina. St. Paul Lutheran, Hancock, Maryland. Messiah Lutheran, Keller, Texas. St. John's Lutheran, Maple Grove, Minnesota. Grace Lutheran, Parker, Colorado. And Our Redeemer Lutheran, Harrington, Kansas. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, January the 18th. Pastor Gavin Mize is our guest. We're talking about Lance Armstrong's confession to Oprah. It's been aired. People are talking about it. The sports world is talking about it. The celebrity world, it has everything. It's one of those kind of stories that pretty much will garner everyone's attention for a while. And of course, like Pastor Mize points out, we're all waiting to see how it comes out for Armstrong. Society has to decide ultimately whether the man is forgiven. How different from the forgiveness offered by the church. That raises a question for me, Gavin, and that is what Oprah did do. You were quite right in saying she didn't absolve him in any sense whatsoever, but she did do what the public expected her to do. She sat him down, almost like a mother with a child. She ran him through a series of only yes or no questions as to what he'd really done and not done. And then she gave him a good talking to. She gave him a scolding for what he had done. And that's only what the public expected her to do. How is that different from how the church encounters sin?
Well, you know what's funny about that is there's nothing that people like better. The only thing that people like better than seeing a hero is seeing a hero fall. And Oprah certainly asked those questions to further cement his humiliation. But that, well, you're right. That is exactly what she was doing. That's what the public expected her to do, wanted her to do, would wish that she would do. So that's what she did. And here's Lance Armstrong going through the humiliation and still waiting for the outcome. Well, the church is very different, though we do have a humiliated one, don't we? We have Christ our Lord, who the Jews expected to be quite the hero and did also fall. But the difference is that the point of it is that it doesn't remain there. Rather, it's given to us. It's given to us and for us so that we would have the forgiveness of sin. That is what makes the confession in the church different. Because as a pastor, if someone comes to me for a confession, I don't say, well, now, Jesus said that you were bad, if they're already repenting of it. Rather, it's the forgiveness of sin. It's Christ. It's our crucified Savior, the Lamb of God, whose blood sets us free to be the people of God. Those are the words that are spoken to the penitent sinner. Those are the words that are spoken to the ones who are belittled and broken. Those are the words that are spoken to we sinners.
The other thing that society expects that Oprah isn't going to be able to do, she just doesn't have legal standing to do it, and that is to extract the pound of flesh. And in the case of Lance Armstrong, it's not going to be probably his standing as a world-class athlete that he's already been stripped of, but also a lot of money. I mean, they want their pound of flesh in court from him, everybody who's invested their time and resources into him. Is that kind of the world's version of doing penance for the celebrity?
That's an excellent question. We could look at the same thing with Tiger Woods when that scandal went down, or perhaps O.J. Simpson. And I would say that it is. I would say that it is, because we can at least look at our sports heroes, celebrity heroes, in the eye once again, once we feel like the debt has been paid enough to satisfy ourselves.
And again, if you would contrast that with, I mean, does the church know anything like that? Go out and suffer a little before we decide your forgiveness or not?
Not the Church of Christ. I believe that when we sit and we make confession and we ask for our sins to be forgiven, it is an automatic thing because the suffering has been done. It's been done by Christ. The pound of flesh has been nailed to the tree. And so that is the suffering that it took, that we could be free, so that we are the free people of God, so that we are the sons of God himself. The church does have that, but it's in Christ. It's in the crucified Christ. And that when we are penitent, God the Father looks upon us through the eyes of his Son and says, forgiven, guilt-free.
Did you notice the irony, Gavin, that this is the Oprah who has many times said that she, and as you pointed out at the beginning of our conversation, the God within, or goddess within, whatever it may be, and has become kind of the apostle of postmodernism. You know, your truth is your truth, your right is your right, and your wrong is your wrong. Doesn't it strike you as ironic that she would be called upon to hold Lance Armstrong accountable, you know, given that worldview?
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right about that. And if Lance maybe knew anything about ancient heresies, he would have just simply picked up the Big Lebowski phrase and just said, "Well, that's your opinion, man." But and he didn't. He went with it, and I think that you are exactly right. That she would continuously go after, even though she does hold this view of the god inside or the goddess inside, and then to continuously barrage him with berate him with these questions was rather conflicting to her theological standpoint.
Okay, so I'm trying to imagine how it might have gone down a different way. And that is, he walks in and he answers yes to all the questions. You know, I did it. You're right, Oprah. But, you know, I was only following my own divine direction. You know, this is my destiny. And I'm sorry people got hurt. And, yeah, I guess I'm kind of sorry I lied, but I'm just dancing to the tune of my own divine spark. That's all I'm doing. How could Oprah possibly respond to that?
Well, I think that Oprah's, it's been very clear that Oprah's theological stance has been formed, molded, and created by her audience. I don't believe for a second that she holds these views on her own. So I think that she would respond anyway that her audience chose fit. And I think, as you correctly pointed out before, the audience was expecting something. Going in, the audience was expecting her to sit down and give him his lashes. So I honestly do not think that she could have responded any different. But if he said that to her, I think that it probably would have changed her tone, because the audience would have then in return expected something different. Remember, the absolution lies only with the people who are listening, the people who are watching. That's where absolution lies. So I think if she had seen the tide turning, she would have changed with it, because we don't want Lance to become absolved and her to all of a sudden become the sinner.
I'm curious about your pastoral musings on another feature of the conversation that I noticed, and this is from Armstrong, not so much from Oprah, where he several times in the course of his admissions said, "It's a fault. It's a flaw." I don't know that he ever said it was wrong. He did say it was inexcusable. But he seemed very careful to avoid kind of the classic moral categories that might go with a confession of sin. What are your thoughts there, pastorally?
Well, that's a very good point. And oftentimes when some members come for confession, they desire for confession to be a rather give and take. Yes, I did this, but you also did that. Well, that seems to be the case with Lance Armstrong as well, because he's not really willing to say, "I sinned. It was wrong." Not really willing to say. He's willing to say that it's like you said, it's a flaw. It's something that is either a mistake or misunderstood. But he's not willing to stand naked, as penitent sinners do before God, and say, beat our breast and say, "Here I am. I am a sinner. Lord, have mercy upon me." But rather, we got to remember that the world is fickle. The world is not absolute like God is. God is absolute when he says, "I forgive you of all of your sins."
So finally then, in contrast to everything we've discussed here about the little show that was Oprah's come to Jesus. It was come to Oprah meeting with Lance Armstrong. What kind of forgiveness does Lance Armstrong, you, me, what kind of forgiveness do we really need? About a minute here.
The forgiveness that we truly need is that which only Christ can give to us. The forgiveness that hung from the cross, was buried in the tomb, and was raised on the third day. The same forgiveness that is spoken in confession and absolution in the divine liturgy. the same forgiveness that is washed over us at holy baptism, the same forgiveness that is tangibly eaten and drank for the forgiveness of sins. These things are absolute. These things are permanent. These things are, you are my child. You are whom I love. This is the forgiveness that Lance, you and I need. And it's, if Lance had have gone to the parish priest and confessed, he never would have received social absolution, would he? And that's what it's really about for him. Whereas for the Christian, it's about the forgiveness of sins to the salvation of our soul.
Pastor Gavin Mize is pastor of Divine Savior Lutheran Church in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, and author of a recent blog post for Steadfast Lutherans titled Steadfast in Society, Popra, and you can read it under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Gavin, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you very much, Todd.
When we come back, let's see, we're going to take up the subject of the day. Today, the church is remembering the great confession of St. Peter in Matthew chapter 16, and Dr. Jeff Gibbs will join us for the remainder of this hour and on into the next to talk about what the church is remembering of Peter and his confession and the one whom he confesses. We'll be right back.
Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Duluth, Minnesota would like to invite you to join us Sunday mornings at 9:30. Whether you are visiting our beautiful city or live here, we have liturgical worship that shares Jesus with you. We're easy to find at 20th Avenue East and Superior Street, and also offer Bible classes at 8:25 Sunday mornings with Sunday school September through May. Check out our website for other Bible study times, visit or call 218-724-2500.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
The Faith, Once for All, Delivered to the Saints. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Church's music from the 2nd century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The 6th century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.